So the
lower
is 5% of Shabbos, and not in a life-threatening situation. So Tevas Shachas Bahor, you have a box, metal, a wooden box, which caught on fire. So Yochel Lifris or Shel Gedi Mitzid Ha'Acher, you can take the skins of a goat, which is the hide of the animal, and drape it over the other side of the box. Shel Tisor, because when the fire gets there, it will block the oxygen from getting to the wood. And it itself is moist, etc. It's wet, so it's not going to burn so quickly. And therefore, it'll cause the fire to go out. Okay. Furthermore, the fire is coming, and I can make a barrier in front of the fire of any type of container. I feel new earthenware. Now, containers which have not been tested in the fire yet, so it's possible that the fire will cause them to burst. And Malay and Mime are full of water, so there's a very good chance that when the fire gets there, it's going to cause the containers to burst, the water will come out and put out the fire. Malay and Mime, Shabbat is back, and Kishdil Hamad Lake, and they will definitely burst when the fire gets there. So why are you allowed to do this? The ground kibui mutter. Because you're not directly putting out the fire. You're doing a grub. You're causing it to go put out the fire. And that's mutter. But Malcolm said in this, in a case where there's a potential loss. So ground kibui is also it's only on a rabbinic level. So they said in case of a loss, it's permitted. That's how the Ramah understands.
What exactly is that? Grandma.
Is
that what you said? Grandma?
Right.
It's a din derabanan. Right.
So, we're going to talk about a little bit in the next few sippings what defines grandma versus not grandma.
But,
you know, for now, the council of government is that's clearly indirect. There's a fire here, he puts a container there. The fire will have to get there. A, cause it to burst. B, the water will come out and put it out. That's indirect. Ishigur and Nun Gimel. Arshal Gedi, Lach, they have the hide of the Gedi, which is still wet, and it'll cause the fire to go out. If you have this wet hide of an animal, you can't do anything with it. You can't really sit on it. So it's really muksa. So it's muksa. So why are you allowed to muksa? But after here, Mavur Le'elbasif Bey's Bidei Arishano. According to the first opinion in Sif Bey's, the filter muksa and muksa and muksa say it. That moving the mooks in the case of the loss is permitted. So over here, moving the mooks to save the box, or to save the other items not required, the fire not spreading beyond the box, is you're saving from a loss. So moving the mooks to save from a loss is permitted.
You never buy from anything from the fact that the Zakanim didn't tell her anything because it was a mitzvah that you're not supposed to correct it. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda is saying, meaning she lists whatever the chachamim she wanted the chachamim to.
Chaf Gimel.
Right, she told
him. Talis Shaachis Bohor. Now we have a case of a garment caught on fire.
She was pious, and therefore the.
And the case was it was a folded garment.
So that's.
She can open it up. The purpose of opening up is because right now we have this nice towel fold over four times. The fire catches here, it rips through the whole garment very quickly. If it's spread out, it's open, it'll take longer to burn.
Or let air inside there so it'll burn faster?
Either, no, the opposite. We're saying that it's open enough that the air is going to get to the other way. I want to open it to slow down the process.
Why?
Because you're allowed to put it on. You don't have to be concerned if the fact is that this might cause, as you put it on, you move it, etc., might cause the fire to go out. So if it's the beginning of the small fire, this would work.
But yesh b'sharim b'sharim shlo yistav on the calf. You can't have intent to put up the fire by putting it on. I'm putting it on. Whatever happens, happens. If I go intentionally to put up the fire by putting it on, that's awesome.
It is normal for queens to sit in. Okay.
That's a new case.
Mutter
nachweis kara al hanir shloitechus bekara. So I have a nair here, and there's a beam nearby. I'm concerned that the fire might reach the beam. So I'm going to put some type of a cover over the flame, not in a way that it will cause the flame to go out, but it's sort of block the flame from reaching the beam. That's a look. Okay. Nundal, it's got Nundal, pushed over. Shalatiyah Mekubel, this way will not be folded over. Shalayach is Ayarei Zehu or Bekubel, which, if it's folded, refers that the fire will reach all of the parts of the garment more quickly. Shall you scab on the cow? Who would you answer? The Torah adds that you can't do this intent. You have to do this unintentionally. Okay. Vaymatash beer. The cow's explained. The Rachel over he means to say. Shall you scab and be pulos to the cow is masher hudakvar. You're allowed to have intent that it shouldn't go further. But you can't have intent to put out what's already burning. El shel tidlak yoser. Your intent is that shouldn't burn further.
Now, I'm a rabba.
Vim era shayere zeh nichba ha'or legam. If meanwhile it happened that it went out totally, and no questions, you don't have to be concerned. Kima shehu lo niskam because it wasn't your intent.
Now,
quite drastic. Well, dinam mashem and the opinion of that Magen Avraham, etc., is not like this. Tafsina, we assume the kibbutz, the gam, the iskabel is that mutter.
A big circle which has an inner room.
That even if you have intent to put it out, it's permitted.
Right. And that's, therefore, that's.
But, El Shizor Shalom Yorus, the Yitvoy to be in a Nea Asma, on of Ono, Keshe. You can't move yourself around with intent to put up the fire.
It's
the towels, Kadeshia, or shake the towels to put it out. That's actively putting it out. Well, you also can't be Yisrael. Kaisos cannot do such things. You put it on wearing it normally. And Ramele goes out. That's also called a drum.
Isn't that dangerous? Put a burning clause on it?
You know what? I would imagine so.
Less than a muksa, though.
That's greater than a.
The fire.
Who even knows the tzitzis are still. The talus caught fire, right?
The talus doesn't necessarily mean the talus, it means a garment.
Okay.
So even though by putting it on it's possible that the fire will be blocked from getting to the air, but at some point where it's closer to the person's body, and it'll cause the fire to go out, but that's not called directly putting it out. You're allowed to you can't actually put it out, but you can cause it to you can cause it to more since you can open it up and read it in the section you're reading. Maybe that might cause the fire to be blocked and it can't go any further beyond the area which is open.
Which part is burning?
But I'm not sure exactly which part of how this is the physical reality. If it goes out, it goes out. That's not called actively putting it out.
But it doesn't go that easy. The carbon circuit, the other circuit, you can ask to come on the Sifra. But if it comes to a safer, you can ask the boy to put it out. Coral in there. Simulation on Zion Biron didn't say, hey, David, Shemura, I ain't sure. So that aloha was, I'm taking the this bowl. And I'm putting it above the fire in a way that it's blocking the flames from getting to the wood, wooden beam, which is above it.
Why would we think that's supposed to be?
Well, it says over there if it's metal, you can't do that because the metal will cause the fire will cause the metal to heat up, and that itself is like metal, which gets red hot in the saucer. You shouldn't use metal. And there's a number of the Gemara which says that you can't move a kli
that you don't have a ride from that
for the purpose of
exactly
taking care of something which is not which is muks, and the beam which you're protecting is muks. It's part of the binyan, so you can't do anything with the beam. So I have a problem. So we're saying that that's not, we're not worried about that problem.
He says that when
the says you can't move a kli, even a non-muks item, I can't move if the reason I'm moving it is to protect muks. So we're saying that's what.
So therefore, this story
okay.
Fits with him.
Cluffed out.
Then the Gemara says, but does it make sense? Meaning,
Yeshar Roshay Yochalitin Olav Mashkin. I want to put liquid on the garment, on the talus, on the other side, that when the fire reaches that side, the water will put it out. So I can't do that. You can do it with any liquid except for water. Mishum kibus, because water, meanwhile, is cleaning the garments. Beishatim afilu b'mayim, something even water is mutter. Dibrei Sura Shein is nirim. The second opinion seems to be is the correct opinion. The Shulchan Aruch says so like this. So there's going to be two simultaneous arguments over here. Number one is we said before that you're allowed to do ground kibur. So when I take the kalim, make a barrier with kalim, there's water in the kalim. Even though the kalim are going to burst when the fire gets there because of the heat, put out the water, it's called grub. Do I say putting water on the garment is the same thing? It's not, I'm not putting away the fire, I'm putting it on the side. The fire gets there, it'll go out. Sounds similar. Do you say no? Over there, in the case of the containers, there's another step. The fire will reach the containers, cause the containers to burst, and then the water will come out and put out the fire. Over here, I'm putting the water on the garment, and the fire will reach there, and the water will put it out. That's called direct.
Could you put the water, let's say in a room, you put the water around the welcome of the fire without kalim? Not in kalim.
That's the question.
Okay, same
thing. So this is the same thing. So the first opinion says, the case of the kalim is only mutter because we're in the kalim. But over here I'm putting water directly on the garment, and when the fire gets to the water, I put it out, let's call it like so that's also. That's the first opinion. Second opinion says, no, that's not a problem. That's not called direct. I'm putting it over here, and the fire gets to it. That's called grumma. I didn't know that. But I have a different problem. There's one of the lama has malachas is cleaning, and pouring water on a garment is cleaning it. So I can't put water on the garment. Again, it's not life threatening over here, so I'm not a doing malachas to save it. So I have no permission to do the malacha of malachas. Cleaning the garment order to put the fire out. But if I put I'm putting lemonade on the garment, lemonade doesn't clean the garment, it makes it dirty. Put orange juice on the garment, so orange juice is not cleaning, it's making it dirty. So there's no problem for me to put other liquids. So the key problem is putting it out, that's called indirect, and it's more. The only problem, I can't use water because of kibbutz. The third opinion comes along and says, I can use even water.
Still, the rabbis didn't say anything to her, so we have a raya, since there's a mitzvah of sinah.
The third opinion says that the case was that the talus was clean. Soaking a clean garment in water is not awesome.
They were about to say, no, you got the story all wrong.
The issue is soaking a dirty garment in water. But over here, the talus was clean, so there's nothing wrong with putting water there. So even that is mut. And the Shulchan Aruch says that the second opinion is the opinion we follow, which means that no, putting water on a clean garment is a problem. Putting water on a garment is a lacha
melabit.
But kibui, it's not. It wasn't direct.
Do you say even a drop of water on a garment is also?
It will be derech kibus, not derech nichus. The Shulchan Aruch brings a shita before. When you wash my hands, I should get up with almost all the water that I can before I dry my hands in the towel. Otherwise, I'm cleaning the towel. What's going to do with water in my hands? He says we don't pass them like that. It's called derech lichlu. The water from my hands is not making the garment cleaner; it's making it dirtier. I'm not doing it to clean it. I'm doing it to take off all of the various dirt and whatever oils, etc., on my hands and putting it onto the towel. But the first opinion says it's a problem.
But I mean, a drop of water on your clothes, is that
to put it on intentionally?
Yeah.
For the purpose of cleaning, would be a problem.
Is that an issur d'oraisa?
So therefore, at the end of the day,
I don't know what issur d'oraisa. You know, what level moves up to issur d'oraisa?
Is still a kasha according to the last
Torah. The dafka lahafs. The first reason is, listen, if you're not the kalim malayim, short of the mind, bam, the water is not directly there. There's another step which has to happen. The mind, bam, the water is actually there. It's right there. When the carb like kibay yadizev, that's called hastening the kibay process. And hastening the kibay process is also.
That's what Rashi says.
Okay. So, according to the one who holds that I forget which opinion, but according to one of the opinions, what would be the chiddush of the case of putting water in the kalim?
Right. Rashi says.
Because if they hold that. Putting water around the fire would be a problem, but not the case of the kalim.
The Gemara says the case of the kalim. What does it say? The case of the kalim. So we're trying to take out of the case of the kalim. What's the law about the case of the bag? So first of all, that's it. You need more of a hefz. Second opinion says no. You're allowed. So it's still the zela chomer me gram keeper realm. But sure, this is the same thing as regular gram keeper. It's more term.
So ma rai would be Yehuda.
Now the Shartin and Zion, Shartin and Zion point out that's all their opponent. They agree at the Raisa level. It's called Ron. It's not direct.
Right.
Rabbanu, it's called more than Ron.
Along the way.
Okay. Now this opinion says that this is the, no, we didn't make this as a Rabbanu, and it's Gram Kibui and it's Mut. But you have a problem with Shem Kibus, the Kaimon law, Shriyas HaBeged Zeos Kibus, putting water on a garment, that's considered cleaning it. The next opinion, which the third opinion is a whole Sirlu. The Shaykh the Elik the Malkum Sheish Tino Fidam. I'm a little bit talus naki. It's only considered cleaning it if there's some type of a dirt or blood, something of that sort there. But now it is a clean garment. Dibra Sorashen is near him, which means it comes out that the Shulchan Aruch over here is saying that Meikir Adin. If I have a clean garment, I don't have a problem of soaking it.
Right. Yeah, it's hard to understand. I mean,
the which he comes out over there, we should be machmir for the sheet which holds even by clean garments. There's a problem of kibus.
So
even though the shulchan over here seems is a pasuk, not like that.
It's hard to understand that. Meaning, yes, we couldn't say that.
Over there, he's saying we should make a pasuk, and we should take the sheet which is machmir into consideration.
I guess if you had a rabbi there,
that's been his opinion of the Rambam, by the way. The Rambam sheet is that there's no problem with them. Kibus out of clean garments. Chafei. Okay, so that's solving the problem with Rambam. Chafei. Any Yehudi should boil the Kabbos. Ain't Tzarech Limchis Piyado. Goy comes to put out the fire.
I think it just makes more sense.
You're not Mechuyev to stop. You can't ask him to do it. But you're not mechuyev to stop him if he starts doing it. Al katan shabat the kabbos tzorach limchayis biyado. But the katan, on the other hand, who comes to put it out, you must stop him. Again, it's not a life threatening case. So you're not allowed to ask a goy. If he does, you don't have to stop him.
Rashi says that your table is inside the big sofa.
Samus Aleph. Any Uri should brother Chavos. Then Uri has acted in Ashay Kobe. He's doing it in his own volition. Fill your day, Hashem Arach, love Yisrael. Even though he knows that you want it. Gula knows, Atum is coming. She had actually opposite. He's doing it because he wants to benefit from it. He get paid for it, etc. Now, I will be Simon Rish, I involve. Allah is near. He looked. He showed you. So the guy went on his own and lit a fire for the Jew. Put on a lamp for the Jew. And that situation over there, Allah is shekuva yisol nehanami menu. But we know that did not shekuva, but also yistamish l'ayra. So we don't say that I'm allowed to benefit from the action of the goy, because he's doing it for himself, and I it's not nothing to do with me, so I'm allowed to benefit. He said, no, he's doing it for the Jew, and therefore we can't benefit from it. So he's saying over there, the issue is that Yisrael is directly benefiting from what he's doing. He's drawing the benefit right now. There's light in the room. He can read. There's light in the room, so he can do something. Over here, what the guy is doing is the opposite. He's removing the problem. And Mela, I'm okay. So if all he's doing is removing the problem, as opposed to actively giving me something, that they didn't ask. Shavuot Chabos. The Mishmur Samar. Afilu hu avda. A person has rented an Evid. He's hired an Evid.
Yeah.
Even according to that, didn't ask him. He said the guy is doing it. The guy was not asked to do it. So then he took it because he wants to do it. He wasn't asked to do it. He's not going to get punished if he doesn't do it. He wants the benefit. Once he's there, ready, he can't say, oh, good job, keep going, let's go, quickly. Keep him as ours. Can't discuss him doing and putting him on fire. I'm a country of the Kabbalah. It's a little country of the Kabbalah, you know. Child before the age of
Kinnah. She's doing
it because I'm a Kinnah. I mean, that's exactly what I'm saying. The Kabbalah, he's doing it because he understands his father wants it. He's doing it for the father, not for himself. Judea, Shakiba, Zed, Noyak, Lovim, Voice of Ishulai,
Voice of Ishulai.
Can't have the child do work for you. the mitzvah she says, you have a command to make sure the child rests on Shabbos and doesn't do work.
Say that that's exactly the response of the chachamim, that not only is she puzzled, but it's us for the sinner. Right? And that's why
I'm going to go to Kosovo Shemer around. The field around the Omer, Malacha Shemer, the Kufa is the Rabba Olam.
She has seven sons.
So putting out a fire is a Malacha Shemer, the Kufa.
Therefore, she's not over by Kaisa.
The act of kibbutz, the more says, all the time is considered, I need the kibbutz, I'm benefiting directly from the kibbutz, and I need the kibbutz, is if I want to make the charcoal, which allows me to relight it better the second time. Mission from the Middle East. So we're dealing with an Issa Rabbanon over here, putting out the fire. So now Kabbalah is coming to do an Issa Rabbanon. So maybe that I mean should not be mechuyev to stop. Gam can start to mechuyev. You have to stop the child.
From that story,
but Rami forgot the mashakosim.
The whole reason why they didn't say anything to her, meaning the reason why they didn't say, "Hey, you're over a bal kaisim," is because she's sitting in a pasul sukkah. So if you're sitting in a pasul sukkah, you're not.
Some of both. Be yada. You have to stop.
That's why
the chachamim
didn't say.
I mean, just the feeling in both the kabbas. Should have based a chayim gam can start living for the other. Kim shows him a shil gol. It's not only he's doing it for his father that's a problem. He's doing it for any Yisrael, which adult Jew is a problem. So the father's mechuyev to stop the child. The Shartin and the Dalit points out there's still going to be a filling. The mitzvah of the Torah, which is the father, to make sure that his child rests, is that the child should not be doing something for the father. And that's part of the father's mitzvah chinuch to stop the child. And that's the key of the rice.
That's why they.
But somebody else's fire.
Because she was sitting in a kusher, for the mitzvah chinuch, she had.
You're mechuyev mi rabbanon to stop him, not mi d'oraisa.
And so we see from here, so we're ready to
choose. Yeah. We can take it a step further. You're allowed to declare, announce the presence of the non-Jew. Whoever puts the fire out will not lose. I didn't ask him to do it. I didn't put the mishliach. But I said, whoever does it will benefit.
She's not over by herself because she's sitting in a sukkah. That's
okay.
She's sitting in a kosher sukkah.
Not only that, a step further. The Avi made a mezumen kam. Yochli Christ is Shiyah.
But
first, Mr. Goy, come over here. You see this thing? Hey, it's fire. You're allowed. She said before, if you come to the zone, you don't stop. Now we're saying you can declare Kol. Not only that, you can shut the guy over that he should hear and notice the fire and tell him Kol Mechabe Namas. This kula only applies to a danger which was developed suddenly. So the danger developed suddenly, Chazal permitted. Because also a need for a person to have some outlet of how to address it. Otherwise, a person is going to get overwhelmed and address it improperly. We don't give him something valid to them. Therefore, we created these heterim of saying called Mechabein Hamafsid and calling them over, etc. Another example, if the barrel started becoming undone, it's weakening, you can bring a guy over. You can't ask him to fix it. You can say, "Oh, the barrel's falling apart." Yeah. You notice this? Yeah, notice this. Whoever would fix that is not going to won't lose. The guy will go do it. I'll be Shavari Yisak Nana Kashiyah, but the guy will fix it. So you're allowed to do that. I didn't ask them to do it. I didn't tell them to do it. I said, call them a cop, and I'm out. Call them a sack, and I'm out. So, if he decides, oh, well, that sounds good, like, don't do it, then make some money.
When it comes
good,
to the mitzvah, fine. You have to make sure the child follows all the halachas when performing the mitzvah.
Meaning, you might learn.
Well, Maisa, anyway, it's not, there's no key over here. You're not performing the mitzvah.
You can declare from the goy, call him a kav and a mouth. Keep a channel over like kabe, and say put it out.
Once a child,
to say directly to the person, if you put it out, like half the deal will not lose, Gam can and Russia. That's not what you're not ready to talk directly to the person. I'm not saying a statement. I'm talking to the silent majority out there. On both sides, anybody who fixed it, I didn't ask you to do anything. I say, if you do it, you're not going to lose. I didn't ask him to do it, but I addressed him and mentioned he should put it out. So that's already a problem. So, Kavki Karmeloi, Kabe, Abaloshan, Kolam, Makab, one does it. He's saying to the belt, to the people out there, not to the specific person. Should be one of the sons of the Hawk of the Lake. He said, I can take it a step further. I'd like to say, speak to him directly. I'm actually excited to lay up a simulation.
As when it comes to giving them dollars minimum and giving over ownership, you're not doing anything in the roof in the papers of the mitzvah. Meaning the physical mitzvah, the physical dollars minimum is the same whether you're mocking it to the child or not. So even if you wanted to say from this Gemara that as far as the mitzvah,
he says you shouldn't say it directly.
Sukkah,
who's here, even if the guy that he's referring to is a guy who's been hired to work for him,
how much
school does mom, which I'm paying by the time, not by the job. So right now he's got to work for me today, whatever. So he's putting the fire, he's working for me. Alright, that's awesome.
Okay.
But also, let me let you know, you cancel the guy, put it out. Again, there's no danger to life. So why does Chazal say you can't ask the guy to put it out? What's wrong? The key in the autumn ball, all in the way, we had this at the beginning of the simon. The people are concerned about their money. And therefore, we found it better that we should limit what you're allowed to do. Because if you don't limit, you're going to do everything, and then you end up putting it out. If you allow him to tell the goy, also the chabuyeh who bats him might do it himself. Zulus v'kisei kodesh mutalar b'leni Yehudi the kavos of nevi zayin kisei kodesh. The only exception is when it comes to svorim, you got to tell the guy put it out to save the svor. But now if you're casting, you're not solar there for shazurab. The same way you can have the guy carry it out to shazurab, you can have the guy put it out. Meisu svorim. V'yesibuk v'hatzol shneya. Meisu kodesh.
And that's exactly the two.
There's a gears of Ain Sipu, which works better. There's enough time to say both. So what do you save? The mace or the sword? You save the mace. Bori Masukah. You have a healthy person, and which you have to save him. And you have a person who's right now is in a state of his life is threatened. He himself is in a life-threatening situation besides the fire. Bori Kodem, the healthy person goes first. She always said, call him a chabed and a mafsid. Now we're saying like this. We said, really, normally, the person's overwhelmed about his money. Therefore, we let him get involved, and he's going to forget what it is, Shabbos, and put it out the grave. But the other hand, Bolo Moina militates the other way around. If I say, listen, buddy, don't do anything at all. So, what do you mean, all my money? So, we're afraid that itself will create a problem. If we don't give him some type of an option, So we're afraid he's going to say, you know, who cares about the rabbis? I'm going to do it. I'm going to save my house. Right? There's no danger to life. The only issue is the house. So I want to save my house. So Chazal came along and said, fine, you can't ask the guy to do it. You can say, Kalam Achabed and Masa. I feel a lotion said, if you don't give him at least some outlet, he might do it up about himself. Has it cost the sakim out? So there are other cases where not fire, other damages. He's going to fix it. I can't say whoever cooks is not going to lose. I need some food. Whoever cooks is not going to lose. There's no such answer. The guy will come and cook for me. I can't do that. Whoever sews this thing up, not going to lose. Can't say that. So we have a cause of the loss, because I'll make it. Because of the loss and the concern that if we don't give him an outlet, it'll make things worse. Anytime he has a book, he's done. It's sunny. But she has a cause of the work of the Muslim market. The whole year daily, everybody doing, while you're in South Dakota. The reason why he mentions that it's sudden, because if it was more than, usually if it's longer than sudden, you've been on guard ready from beforehand, and you're dressing beforehand. If you have a case of a hazard which wasn't Tisai, but you only found out about it on Shabbos, also Mutter said this. That's what the base says. The Achronim do not say this heter except for certain types of damages. A fire, a band is coming through that. But other types of hezek which were seen to be coming, you could have prepared beforehand. We don't have this heter. So that was. That was a Shulchan Aruch. One more. The same lotion. Kol machab in a maps. You can say kol masak in a maps.
Rather, there's a mitzvah to
the Nisim. Zatiramo. All these laws, we've been talking about the whole simon. Hani milik v'yamei was in the times of Chazal.
There's an obligation.
I was one of those who were We live amongst the goyim. V'chashash, sakonis nefoshes. It's a life threat, it's a dangerous thing. So, what's the dangerous thing? So, Shabur explains that a fire in the concurrent the fire and the concurrent or the resultant disorderliness which is going to happen will allow bandits to come, and bandits are going to, if the owner is going to try and stand up against the bandits, they're going to kill them. You have roving groups of people taking advantage of a great fire. Come after you have the New York blackout, so you have the people breaking into the stores. Right? So it's considered sakonas nefoshes because they're afraid that people will try and stand up to the marauders, and their lives are threatened. So you've got to put out the fire to prevent that from happening. The mutter lechabes to lake of Shabbos or Shem Diyesh for all the discussion of the poshes. You got to put out the fire. But the Zohar is raised in Meshubach, and the quicker you do it, the better. Come on, come follow. But obviously, it depends on the situation. If you're confident there will not be there will be no life threatening situation. Also the Kabbalists. Even if it's just a possibility of danger, it's kind of selfish. Most of the cows, they fill up the lake, and the base is the Yehud. Okay, like, even though the fire is by going.
Is there a misconception that the child
is a fascist?
If Mason doesn't
personally say it, but all of
your children see it. Now, you said this. We don't separate from Israel. We do not, but by fasting, we make sure
that because to have melacha shen tzichu legufa, v'yesh takana im lo yikab. It has in it an opinion which holds we all melacha shen tzichu legufa.
But by not eating, you're being
a time. He says, "I want to tell you that there's two points over here where the Mishnah Berurah learns. First of all, there's clearly sakana. There's no heter to mechal Shabbos the same month, just the same month. If chilul Shabbos the rest." Furthermore, when it comes to fire, we have advantage. It's not even clear to the rice. It's a melacha shen tzichu legufa. The gufa would be you're going to use the charcoal to. So, putting out the fire, you're only be able to use my house tomorrow to light a fire. You know, that's not why you have to put out fires, right? That's not your intent. So, it's a melacha shen tzichu legufa. But the Mishnah points out that's not necessary. This heter over here.
There is
because it's sakana.
When you don't eat,
also call Shabbos, you can't make call Shabbos to save money.
It's hard for being over your Yetzer, but as far as mitzvahs go, there's no essay refrain to.
Now, the last thing the Mishnah says, over Mechila, a person, incorrectly so, was Mechal Shabbos. To save money, or whatever, you know, to save his money.
But
he did something he shouldn't do.
Excuse me. Do fast do a time of this essay of being Nisan as Nafshul Tehra.
So the law is Sarkli, he's on his Arboim Yoim.
So it has to do
the Kapara, a person has to fast for 40 days. Yom Sheni v'Chamish, Mondays and Thursdays. A total of 40 Mondays and Thursdays. No. 20 Mondays and 20 Thursdays. Exactly. Total of 40 days spread out between Yom Beis and Yom Hei.
To do an Isser is much
worse. The night after you fast, you break into your kindness, you should not drink wine and eat meat.
That's a meat, the night after the fast.
Yeah.
Right, I'm not so.
You welcome chatas, and then the person would have brought a chatas. He made a mistake over here. So he brings a korban. He doesn't have a chatas. So you bring yudches pshutim.
Is that kind of a coin?
Type of a coin. Let's talk.
Well, I think it could
fit into
the spirit of.
We need to lift those atinus. You want to not fast. So yitain ba'ad kol yoyim. You can give. Corresponding each day of fasting, Shemos of Pshitim, let's talk. 12 Pshitim, let's talk. So he gives 18 Pshitim to stock one time for the Chatas, plus 12 per day, 12 times 40.
Right, they're having a discussion.
Fine.
Mr. Bura. That can't be, if so, you know, try to bust out.
Iron banks. From the most of the bus. Nowadays, it's dangerous. Why? Shekhar Shadalekim is Gaberis. When the fire starts to really spread, they start grabbing and grabbing booty from people. A person tries to protect his possessions. So they're going to kill him.
The Yitzhar is waiting there. The Gemara actually says
so we don't have this issue nowadays. So we do have that, like we said, we mentioned in the beginning, that Simon Shimkov test, he says a lot of that putting out fires becomes a question. Here he says, it's not a scholar's doing. Right. So if you have, Mr. Miller points out that if you know you get everybody out of the house,
yeah. Well,
and the fire is not going to spread, so
there's no sakana.
If you don't know that, is it possible there's somebody which either in that building or a nearby building which might be threatened and will not be able to save himself? As soon as the sakana, you put it up.
We have a sharing about safe negative, then we have to deal with
it. The chashash sakana self.
That's it.
Anywhere where there's a possibility of a consideration, of danger to life. We say yotze heter. This from this has come the blanket heter. A thousand lekim b'chol mokum. Kim she'ashon lo yechaveno. Because you open out yechzar miyesh shom beir zokin afolos shein yochel ibroach b'tovat lekim. There's a good chance the fire is going to spread throughout the city if you don't put it out. And there's definitely going to be at least one ill person or elderly person who will not be able to get away in time, and his life will be threatened.
No, I'm going to start right
now. There's a note here in the
when you're
72 that if there's a gas tank.
Right, potential explosion is considered like a problem.
Even if there are no houses around, that would be an issue. Well, I guess if everybody's out of the house, I guess.
So it could be that there's a mitzvah kind of. You have a mitzvah.
Why much? Because I'm the Leo. They step cutting down.
For the child's bar mitzvah. So.
What is the chavis? The mitzvah is the rabbi. The mitzvah is the chavis. You have to publicize that that you're allowed to, and therefore it's a mitzvah to put it out. So over here, it's mutter. So how much does it go by? Bear the reset. The album is in Ches. Mr. Burr Siv Cotton Gim explains why Kibui is called Loch and Genesis Lugu. Genesis Lugu is a mind ball.
The child wants this.
Vikul Mandomer in a Kaibula. From the Kamor, maybe it's a Chazayin. We'll see the next Siv. That's a Machloik is how we pass him. Whether the Loch and Genesis Lugu is Kai or not. Now, but the truth is, Obamas, the Kibui, Bithinaka, over here, it's not relevant. If Philly Mahavi, Kibui Malach, and Shigal Nagufa, Gam came Mutz. Kibui Chakasa, yes, the Kadi, Lo Yachavi. Over here, they have the Sakana. So we don't need any Shigal Nagufa for that. Well, I'm not going to show them safer. But the reason why we discussed this point that Tzrich HaLeguva versus not Tzrich HaLeguva is to contrast it. Shin Linyan HaTzolos Mormon also Chal Shabbos Kibbalach Shin Tzrich HaLeguva Kibbalach is Mutter even a Malach HaTzrich HaLeguva and however it comes to saving, just saving the money. Even Malacha She'ena Tzricha Lugufa is also.
But doing a positive mitzvah, a person can get like wrapped up in it. It's something exciting. It's something new. It's not fun not to go out and eat a cheeseburger, right? You can get wrapped up in, you know, the idea of taking. Whoa, we got this brand.
Philip Yisrael Bono also Kalos Shabbos and Shilat Seldes Mom. Elam Malacha Yisrael Lugufa is only Yisrael Bono. You can't be over Yisrael Bono to save your money.
Something that you can, you know.
Achim Hu Bal Choy V'Sofik She's Pesu Enemy.
Right. I mean,
if there's a potential for life threatening, because if this is his property, and he owes money to the goyim, and if this gets destroyed, the goyim will do who knows what to him. They'll put him into jail or worse. So maybe that's called life threatening.
They say by bar mitzvah.
So what's the argument about that?
The father, the Ben says,
Masha Kosev, the Ovar, the Chilol, so, Hamadur Mecherim, Kibui, and Tarshuva, Shle Yimonu Milucha.
Up until now, whatever.
Now, I want to point out is that the case of Kibui, even present in Kibui, the situation where we shouldn't have done Kibui, we can make a whole long recipe of Tshuva for what he's done. You're going to discourage people in the future who wanted to do that, saying, oh, I meant to put that whole long penance. So why do I want to get involved? The American government has accomplished that. They've allowed the lawsuits against people, the doctor in the emergency situation, right? To the point, the most options did run the other way.
You have to see a person despite,
having a heart attack. It's another street.
But once they have a Yetzer Tov by their bar mitzvah,
they're just scared. You can get sued. The Good Samaritan doesn't apply to a doctor, right?
So it says about Shem Tov, Boruch Shepard, I'm now a punter from being.
We're talking to the doctor, he said, he spoke to didn't poll of his colleagues what they were doing. He says, the majority of them said they're scared of the lawsuit. So it's the thing.
Say that over here, but
we're understanding that if I'm going to give you this long penance for Michal Shabbos is for case of Kibui, even though in the case you shouldn't wear Kibui, you weren't allowed to Kibui, so I would make a long penance. sense that he's saying over here. The next guy's not going to be back to want to start the fire when he's supposed to. So this whole recipe of tshuva, kapara, doesn't apply in the case of a person put out the fire, even though it was incorrect.
But it doesn't make sense because the Gemara says, and she.
Okay, I'm not getting enough. Like, it only applies to somebody who does it correctly.
No, it doesn't apply by kibbutz.
She doesn't
have a kibbutz. He said, "Over say, he said that can't the halal shabbos to save your money other scenarios."
So,
and person did that. He has this list of penance. What about a case of kibbutz, which a person shouldn't have done, did it? Whatever, don't worry about it. Because if we make the whole thing, I'm not going. The next guy says, "I'm not going. I'm not going to get involved."
When it comes to
Chinam,
when the
Rabbanim
put a mitzvah of Chinam,
now the Shartzin adds in, there has to be at least some reason why a person should believe that it's possible to come. Stam the guy, you know, just said, yeah, the fire, why not put it out? You know, it comes, that would require the penance.
Now a mitzvah derabbanim on the son, that the son should.
So what do you got to do? Turn these hounders? I feel it's Tumin derabbanim, even the killer was just not Tumin derabbanim. You know. I'll tittle near Dola, kill a hatsum moment. I want to move the candle.
Right now we're talking about the mother.
To see where the see where the money is the same. Set a gun keep a simple over.
There is a mitzvah of
Achshanir lahalkul b'zeh b'tanis shloisha yomim b'ha'ap. He fasts 3 days of b'ha'ap. Bulagam
b'tchumen. And that's what it means.
Shehechma lisanas abroim yoyim. Marish lahoyo tolkach mer v'hetsubra. Maybe that situation where the Yisrael b'tchumen b'tchumen person did, it wasn't really such a clear danger. But in case there was a mer and hetsubra, he shouldn't have done it. We're not going to chayv 40 days for fasting and the you're allowed to push it off to the winter, which are shorter days. Let's hold it here. Going to his bathroom.